Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Forget which team plays better football. That's a matter that will be decided Sunday, and there's no point in joining the chorus of alleged experts pretending to be able to answer the question in advance. Which team has better uniforms? That's a debate with potential. And what about which team has inspired the better music in various categories? That's the question I took up with Jim DeRogatis and Greg Kot, who host American Public Media's Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio. The first tune I played for our judges was Steelers Polka by Jimmy Sihoulis, an oldie written for the 1978 team that beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, although the song sounds older than that.
We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chuck Moll and yeah. All his friends are all on the beat. Go out and get them Steelers.
Hey, the tune isn't exactly original. It's based on the Pennsylvania polka, but it's catchy,
right?
And the lyrics seem to work. What do you think, guys?
You know, you got to be careful when you do polkas in front of Chicago, guys. I mean, we're talking about the biggest Polish population outside of Warsaw here, man.
It's true.
My parents have been dancing to polkas since they were born. They come from the old country. They settle in Chicago.
This just means you're qualified. You're ready to make a judgment.
He knows polka, uh-huh. And that is not good polka.
My parents would sit that one out. They'd sit that one out. They go, who is this guy?
It's an embarrassment.
This guy's no Jimmy Sturr, I got to tell you.
No.
All right, well, moving right along. The Cardinals have only been in Arizona since 1988, but Only a Game's crack team of music researchers has found at least one song that dates from the team's days in St. Louis. The song was apparently written in 1960, but it can still be heard at home games. Here it is. A little bit of a predictable beginning to that one, but is it a worthy opponent for the Steeler song that we heard just before it?
I think so. I think that railroaded right over the Steelers. I mean,
in tune. That was a good thing.
At least when it comes to Super Bowl music, when it comes to football music, I think it's a mistake. You know, you get into trouble when you go with this newfangled pop stuff. You have MTV run the halftime show.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're staring at Janet Jackson's nipple, right? You know, it's like, go with the old marching band thing. I mean, uh-huh. That was perfectly uh-huh. fine. You know, it's sort of sad that the Cardinals, when that song was written, they had to share it with the baseball team. It was the fight song for both the baseball team and the football
right,
team.
Right, right.
But, you know, I mean, it's a classic.
I agree with you. The marching bands with the choreography where they'd make the designs on the field while they while they were playing, they need to bring that back.
And you got to love the tuba.
All right. So, in the category of old-time fight song, clearly the winner is the Cardinals.
Yeah, give it to St. Louis. Yeah.
Okay.
They got the line game. It's all about the running game and the line play, right?
And
I don't know what that means. I don't follow baseball, but...
Let's talk about songs adapted for use by football fans. Here we're going to put up a reworking of Pat Benatar's Heartbreaker by the Pop Rocks. This is a group of Steelers fans who just happen to be between the ages of 11 and 13. And then we're going to put up How About Them Cardinals by two Phoenix area DJs called Tim and Willie, which is based on George Strait's How About Them Cowgirls. So, first, the Pop Rocks. All right, and now the Pop Rock's more seasoned competition. We got Tim and Willie.
I think Kurt Warner is the league MVP. Then there's Darnell Dockett and DRC. Man, they play football. And all I can say is, how about them Cardinals?
Let's get the edge here. All right, the young rockers, who are, fittingly, from Harmony, Pennsylvania, or the older crooners from Arizona.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you would cover George Strait and go for, like, bad Carpenters in Vegas cheese. You know, I think Tim and Willie blew it completely for St. Louis there. I admire the Pop Rocks. You know, I thought they were good. They got a violin. They got an electronic drum set. Mm-hmm. The YouTube video. At least they're not playing Guitar Hero.
You know, there was something less studied about her vocal. I mean, the guy who was doing the How About Them Cardinals song sounded so mannered. It sounded like one of those bad Glenn Frey solo records from the 80s. I mean, the phrasing was so stiff and so stilted. I mean, I give it to that 13-year-old girl. She had it all over him.
She had the spirit. I have a suspicion that, like, her dad wrote the song or something. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, right. They were not great punk rock, but they were good.
All right, well, this is getting exciting because we've got ourselves a tie, and so we move into the final category. Finally, in the original song category, we have Road to Sicksburg by Ryan Parker. This is a guy who's written songs about nearly every team in every city. So here we go.
It used to be Terry Bradshaw. Now these days it's Big Ben. Who's making sure that the Steelers are gonna win it again. From Lynn Swann and John Stallworth, right on down to Heinz Ward. The Steeler bus is still rolling with Mike Tomlin on board.
All right, the Sicksburg in the title refers to a potential sixth Super Bowl title for the Steelers. Ryan Parker's up against a group called Golden Cousins, and they've got a song called We Do This Together.
You'll be hurting when Carlos and Burt give you the biz. Defense designed by Clancy and Coach Wiz. QBs on other teams, they're telling lay still, son. You just got hit by Adrian Wilson.
Yo, don't let your QB feel safe in the pocket. Kid, we keep making hits like Darnell Dockett. We in the bird's nest. All guests get scarred, plus a bunch of bird droppings on the visitors' cars. You can't stop the six.
All right, those songs are quite different, though perhaps equally hideous. They both employ excellent use of name dropping, I think. If you had to pick a winner, where would you go with this one?
Oh, my God, it's horrible. Do you remember the Super Bowl Shuffle? Again, a Chicago reference, because it reminds me, that Golden Cousins songs reminded me of the previously worst song of all time.
Oh, it's an embarrassment. That one's an embarrassment. And the other one's no better, though. The other one stinks even worse. I mean, I like the kids, right, Greg?
Oh, are you talking about overall or between those two songs?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's the only thing we heard that has, like, a spark of, like, originality and just personality.
Well, spirit, yeah, personality.
Spirit. They got the attitude.
All right, so Heartbreaker by the Pop Rocks has kicked Pittsburgh over the top, according to my tally, and this is just fine. I know that you cover a range of genres on Sound Opinions. What do you look for in sports music, whether it be a fight song or music played at live sporting events or whatever, that it might speak to you?
It's all about getting the adrenaline up, getting the crowd pumped up. That's what it's all about. I mean, beyond that, I'm not sure what purpose it serves. Nobody's really paying attention to the lyrics. And unless something really spectacular happens, like, you know, Janet Jackson doing an impromptu striptease, nobody remembers what the halftime entertainment is at the Super Bowl either. As a music fan or an appreciator, it has no place in an arena.
Well, you know, you mentioned Janet Jackson, and the Super Bowl halftime show has featured performers as diverse as the Rolling Stones, Prince, Aerosmith, Britney Spears, even Mickey Rooney and George Burns back in 1987. Have you guys a favorite among halftime performers?
I was big on Up With People. I think when Up With People did it, that was about the highlight of, and it's all been downhill since. It's a bad idea to, you know, I mean, essentially Springsteen is going to get 10 minutes of free advertising for this new album. Has nothing to do with anything.
Sure. You know, I think one of the most spectacular moments is when they went on this big PC kick after Nipplegate. They decided, okay, we're only going to get clean, wholesome entertainers now, and they got Prince.
Yeah,
I thought that's just genius. And then he did the little silhouette with the guitar and all that stuff, and you're going, wow, this is playing out to, you know, 100 million people across America.
It's go back to the marching bands. That's what we were saying before with the Cardinals fight song. It's like, you know, that's what belongs there.
Jim DeRogatis is a music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times, and Greg Kot writes about music for the Chicago Tribune. They host American Public Media's Sound Opinions, which they call the world's only rock and roll talk show. Jim and Greg, thank you very much for refereeing today.
Sure, it was a pleasure.
Our pleasure.
The Battle of Team Songs will be featured in this week's program. We'll also be presenting the 15th edition of Super Bowl Haiku, starring the various beloved members of the Only a Game Hut Hut Haiku players, and a new voice or two as well. We'll have some stories from Tampa about the somewhat more humble festivities associated with Super Bowl XLIII. Bet you never thought you'd hear humble and Super Bowl in the same sentence. And, of course, there will be some actual talk about the two teams that will be playing in the Super Bowl, courtesy of football writer Mike Reese. Then we'll get to the real business of the spectacle with commentator John Carroll's take on Super Bowl ads, past and present. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.